You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. So here we are at the halfway point of our 100-day journey together. Have you embarked on your own 100-day journey alongside me? If so, how are you traveling? What has faded into the background? And what's come to the foreground? I decided to start this 100-day journey to track my own evolution and to really see what patterns emerged, what sparks flickered a little more brightly. One of the biggest discoveries that I've made is in recognizing that I tend to wither and fade in situations where I feel a heavy sense of obligation. I've also realized that to experience the feelings that I most want to feel every single day, which are joy, peace, freedom, connection, intimacy and contribution, I need to expand and to be creative in how I invite these feelings into my life. I can have a tendency to be quite one-tracked with my desires and to assign particular feelings to particular roles or responsibilities in my life. For example, I often look for connection through my kids or intimacy through my partner or to cultivate that sense of contribution through my work. I've been playing at melding these areas together, weaving intimacy into my work, cultivating connection through strangers that I meet at cafes, offering contribution through sharing my stories with people and offering support where appropriate. This has had me say yes to projects and to opportunities that I would not have had access to before. This year has shifted a little, and in the coming months, I feel this fresh, new, beautifully unscripted energy. In order to create space for these new projects that I've said yes to, it's nudged me to simplify my life yet again, which is exactly what this 100-day journey was intended for, to expand, to allow more, to align with the new, to align with what feels exciting and to follow that inspiration. What this means is that I'm going to be taking a bit of a side trip on our 100-day journey. Like with all intuitive travel, we can start with an itinerary, only for it to be thrown out for something that we could not have planned for before we set off. The structure of our journey together will be a little different during this second half. Emails and podcasts will be less daily. Think of them more as little postcards from my travels. What I've learned is this: we get to decide what our journey looks like. We get to change our minds and our hearts. We get to follow what feels exciting. This is not about ticking days off on a calendar. That is not why we are here on this planet. It's about carving out some space to really settle into and feel into our next right step. Because our journeys are far richer when we take the time to stop and to look around. And the detours are always, always guiding us to more of what we want. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you, as always, for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.